Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It's the morning shift. The newest edition, which we're so thankful to have Miss Allie Mack hanging out with us. Day two for her. We didn't scare her off day one, but a lot of fun so far today, even though, look, no fire department today.
Not today.
So that's good. I love how you just blew past that when you walked in here this morning. Like, yeah, the fire department came to my house last week. I'm like, what?
No big deal.
What? And as I was gingerly walking in here, because I tried to race my wife yesterday in a sprint, did not turn out good. Neither one of us got to the finish line. So anyways, man, we'll do the wake-up call coming up on the other side of the break. 404-726-0929. Two questions. What can your spouse, or let's go ahead and include kids, what can your spouse or kids beat you at this point in your life? And also, have you come to terms with Kirk Cousins being a part of this football team come week one? Is it more realistic, in your opinion, now than it's ever been, as we played the Ian Rappaport from a minute ago, where he's like, yeah, there's really nothing to report on. I don't have any sound or sources because they've been saying this all along, but it turns out he might actually be there. Shocker.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I mean, we just haven't listened to them. And that's what's drove me nuts this whole time is – there's been a narrative and an agenda pushed by local and national media that, well, we're not listening to them. And it's funny because we always say teams lie to them when they tell you that they don't have any problem with him being here and whatever's best for the team, and we just blatantly just say, well, they're lying.
Yeah.
Well, why? Because he just can't be here. But why? He can't. Yeah. Okay.
Now, I would not argue, and we're going to get to the Braves in just a second, also Top 5 Tuesday, Outkast songs. But I would argue that, yeah, I mean, there is a lot of upside to him not being here. If you can recoup money, you know, or picks or whatever else you can get back for him, sure, I'm fine with that. If you're going to let, you know, money or draft picks ride the pine for what you hope is the entire season. But it's like we've talked about. There's always the – so what is it? What was it last year, Bo? 62 starting quarterbacks in the NFL? You're probably going to need a backup at some point. Right, and then you have to flip around and probably spend $5 million on a veteran. If you don't have Kirk Cousins, so it's also more wasted money. You got to make sure the zeros line up, man. I don't know. I am on board. I am projecting that he's here week one, maybe not here to end the season. Maybe there's a trade at some point. Somebody has an injury. Somebody's desperate. Somebody wants to make the playoffs. Whatever.
Well, and you bring him in. My prediction has always been he'll be here in training camp.
Yes, exactly.
I don't believe everybody's like, well, they'll just cut him. Why?
Yeah.
What? You're saving money, but at that point, there's no value. It's not that much money. You're not saving to that extent. I think a lot of people have just made up their mind that it can't happen. So that's and they're dug in.
Yeah.
And they're not going to leave it. And that's fine. Be wrong.
A lot of people dug in as well on Bryce Elder and their thoughts on him as a Braves starter. Now, let me just start here because we talked about this a little bit earlier. The Braves won 6-3 yesterday out in Denver, which the stadium is completely empty. The Rockies are now 4-24. But I brought it up to you earlier, and you kind of laughed at me because there's a smidge of small ball going on yesterday. I think they were playing to contact. I think they understand that the Rockies have a bad defense, aren't going to score a ton of runs. You also, and I didn't bring this up earlier, Ozzie Albies got a stolen base last night, his fourth year. Michael Harris, number 6 on the year. Way ahead of where anybody was last year on this roster in terms of stolen bases other than Ronald Acuna Jr. I think that's it. There's a lot of huge upside to that. But Bryce Elder able to come away with a quality start. And look, man, the Braves are rolling. There's no doubt about it. We're now just a couple games under 500.
Yeah, they were definitely taking advantage of the Rockies catcher, and his name slips my mind, but he was allowing quite a few pass balls last night. They made a point to go to run on him. It was funny because I saw them, they tied the game on two just dribblers is what they would be called, but they ran them out.
Swinging bunts.
The Bryce Elder thing for me is this is why people are like, why do you defend him so much? And it's like because we never – because the same people that crush him never give him credit for doing when he does well. You know, I'm seeing tweets and stuff like immediately in the first inning, this guy's a bum, he's not an MLB player, he's unplayable. And then he goes out in the next five innings after the first inning, he's phenomenal. He gives you – you know, I say phenomenal. He worked in and out of trouble. He had some 1-2-3 innings. He gave you a quality start. He's got back-to-back quality starts his last two outings. Coors Field's not an easy place to pitch, but we because of what he was an all-star in that 1 year in 23, and it was really just the first half, we put him up to just tear him down, it feels like. Well, he was an all-star, so I'm going to tell you how bad he sucks. And it's irritating because he's your fifth in some and in a perfect world, he's really your sixth starter. I think if the perfect world, if everybody was healthy, you'd get that sixth start for some of these guys like Strider coming off an injury, yeah. Chris Sale just being, you know, an older with a wear and tear. You know, six. All I want for those guys is a quality start every second or third outing. So the fact he's gonna be back to back, I just think we're too quick to want to just crap all over the guy, and it agitates me because most of the people that do that. Will never give him the flowers when he gives you what he needed, which was last night. He gave you what you needed.
Yeah, give him his flowers, Allie.
Well, it is just to validate exactly what you're
Allie's
saying,
Allie's been talking
Bo.
Trash about Bryce Elder all morning.
No, I have not.
I know she's a hater. I knew it.
No, I was a little bit late to the game, though, and I was seeing the tweets go. And it could have gone either way because the tweets were, that's our Bryce. Way to go, Bryce. And it's like, oh gosh, what is this
with
mean?
With a hint of sarcasm,
right, exactly. Because I was like, okay, so Bryce must be doing well. Then turned on the game, and I was like, oh no, no. But it does; it swings back and forth so much with him, and people really don't give him as much credit as he deserves.
He's the new Charlie Morton from that realm. Like Charlie Morton was that guy all the time. It's like, why do we keep going back to Charlie Morton? And then he'd have a good game, and you go, yeah, Uncle Charlie. You know what I mean? Uncle Charlie's that guy. He's always dependable. You know what you're getting on the fifth day. Charlie Morton's that guy you can fall back on, man. I'm with you, though. I mean, the Bryce Elder hate, it gets a little bit over the top. Allie mentioned earlier, Coors Field it sometimes turns into a circus, man. You never know quite what you're getting. And it's just crazy. The ball bounces off the top of the wall from Trejo last night, bounces back in. You got good fortune from that aspect. A couple of swinging bunts from, like I brought up earlier, Braves legends, Eli White and Nick Allen. So it just... It is what it is, man, sometimes. And after the run of luck they had in the first seven games, eight games, nine games, whatever, it was bound to swing back this way eventually. So
yeah, it's like when Allie talked about the play, Allie with the Michael Harris double where he go-ahead double. I thought that ball hit him.
Right, so did I.
Yeah.
The way he turned around, I was like,
like
Allie?
Like hit the ribs. It looked like it hit the ribs.
I thought it hit like his thigh, and I immediately go, hey, what's the rule on that again? Is he out because he got hit with the ball? Did we just like, is this one of those bad luck moments for the Braves where Michael Harris, who's got like a 260 on base percentage right now, gets a big go-ahead hit, and I love him lower in the lineup. I love Michael Harris down there.
Yeah, but I do as well.
I thought it was funny, and then Allie, we see the replay, and it hits the helmet, and you're like, that's right. Ozzy was on base. He just throws his helmet off.
Right, exactly. And to quote my husband, he calls Coors Field the haunted house of ballparks.
There you go. That's definitely what it is.
Weird things just happen.
It's a carnival in there. All right, look, man, let's go ahead and hit this Top 5 Tuesday. Just a reminder, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We haven't done... And Dylan and Bo helped me out. We haven't done Top 5 Tuesday, I think, since before football season. I think it was a solid 8-9 months ago since I've done a Top 5 Tuesday. And to put it lightly, we just started getting so much stuff going in football season that I just wanted to do Top 5s for football. I'm just like, let's do Top 5. And it just became kind of an afterthought. So it's time, guys. It's time to return of Top 5 Tuesday because I couldn't hold on to it after this weekend when Outkast was named the newest member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So immediately I go back to middle school. You know what I mean? I was born in 87. I want to say a lot of these songs started coming out when I was in middle school in seventh grade. So, Dylon, let's go ahead and start with number five.
Number five.
Hands in the air. Wave them like you just don't.
ATLians, shout out. I know there's going to be a lot of people that think this one should probably be higher on the list.
Yeah, right here. Present.
Yeah, I know.
Present.
I know. I can see you right now. You're already shaking your head side to side. I don't even need the negative feedback just yet because we're only on number five. All right, so just calm yourself. Allie, your earliest memories of Outkast, because you're a music person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't even know how old you are, but I don't even want to ask live on air and just put you on the
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I'm 48.
It's actually one of the top Google searches. If you look up my name, it's Allie Mac Age, because
no.
I will not say.
No, yeah, I won't put you on the spot. But I just distinctly remember being in, we had a math teacher named Miss Jackson, and the Miss Jackson song came out, which we'll get to in just a second. All right, Dylon, let's roll on.
Number four.
Yeah.
Everybody clap with me.
Song is so overrated.
Everybody in the car, I hope you're clapping, baby. Time to roll.
But if you have a drink, you're going to dance to it, Bo. Like, you're going to. You have to.
Can I say something?
110.
I don't hate the song at all. It's just so, like, I feel like one out of every three times Outkast is played on the radio, this is what we have to hear. And this was that split album.
Yeah.
This was where these two, this was their last album, really, together, Speaker Box Love Below, and they were each released a single to start with, and this was the one that that Andre released.
Yeah. I will say this next one, probably in today's climate, probably the name of this one might be a little more frowned upon. Dylon, let's go ahead and continue.
Number three.
Two. One, two, three. Yeah. Come on.
So Mike. Good.
Mike.
Bo, don't wait. Hey, don't wake the baby up dancing. You know
Mike,
what I mean?
Spring Break. Spring Break 2001. Hey. Panama City, baby. We're riding the strip with this. I mean, we had this blaring. We loved it. It was so
not a smartphone to be had, man. Just a bunch of freaking crazy people.
I mean, nothing screams spring break in Panama City like a bunch of kids, white kids from Paulding County playing bombs over Baghdad, rolling down the strip.
You already know, man. Nothing screams Mike Johnson like this next song, Dylon.
Number two.
Let me tell you something. If you're in your car right now listening to this and you're not bobbing your head, we would not be friends. Like, straight up, would not be friends with you if you're not bobbing your head right now to this classic piece of music.
It's so classic that they now use it for, like, dish soap commercials.
Yes. Isn't that kind of alarming, though? It makes you feel old.
Yes.
It makes you feel old. All right, and before we get too further, let's go ahead and finish up, Dylon. Let's get that number one.
Number one.
Woo!
I am for real.
It's impossible, guys. It's impossible not to say woo.
Exactly.
It's impossible not to say woo. Exactly.
All right,
what did I miss, man? Because that's
my
five.
You missed a few.
Hang on. Let me run back. ATLians, Hey Ya, Bombs Over Baghdad, So Fresh, So Clean, and Sorry, Miss Jackson. Go ahead, Bo.
You missed a few. You missed Aquemini. You missed Rosa Parks. You missed Elevators. You missed Roses.
Which one of those ousting? Which one needs to be ousted? You make a top 10 list then. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, which one needs to be ousted?
Well, I would say that I would probably put either Rosa Parks or Roses over So Fresh and So Clean.
Interesting.
That one, and I love that. I love that song too. It's just not. It's not top of the list. I would say, you know what? Take Hey Ya out. Put Rosa Parks in.
Wow.
And then put either So Fresh and So Clean out, and put Roses or Spotty Oddy Dopalicious.
All right.
And Aquemini is phenomenal too. There's just so many good songs by this. This is one of the greatest duos of all time.
All right.
I mean, of all time, you know, you would call them a group, but they're a duo, whatever. These guys are they're amazing.
Gotta go to break. Allie's got that look on her face like she's about to call me out in the gnarliest way. All right, so I'm gonna ask her to do that on the other side for a wake up call. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Here's your wake up call. First of all, you can weigh on the Outkast if you want to. Second of all, something that your spouse or kids can beat you at. Something they can beat you at. And have you become okay, or have you grown accustomed to the fact that Kirk Cousins might be on this roster in week one? 404-726-0929. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.